No one is denying that religion is a force and factor in history, but so are empires. So are economic systems. So are ideologies like white supremacy and male supremacy and homophobia and so forth. So that the obsession with the religious downplays the relation of the religion with empire. Every empire we know used a sword. Some of them were Islamic, some of them were Christian, some of them were secular. Secular liberalism was tied to an empire that killed people
too. But when they do it and they think they got God on their side, they do it with a special fervor. Okay.
Well, yes, that's true, but they also...
One of the two men shot and killed by New Orleans police officers on the Danziger Bridge in the chaotic days after Katrina is speaking out for the first time since a former police lieutenant entered a guilty plea in the case yesterday.
Yesterday in federal court, Michael Lohman pleaded guilty to conspiracy to commit obstruction of justice and agreed to cooperate with federal prosecutors. Lohman admitted he helped cover up for seven fellow officers who shot shootings. Federal officials say Lohman allowed an investigator to plant a clean gun under the bridge to make it look like the victim shot at officers first, even though he knew they were in fact unarmed. He also admitted to writing a report on the incident, which he turned in as the official report, providing details which he now says did not happen. Two people were killed, 40-year-old Ronald Madison and 17-year-old James Brissett. Four others were wounded when they tried to cross the bridge and were fired upon by officers.
Speculation is that they were in the wrong place and witnessed something that they shouldn't have witnessed, and then to cover that up, they had to be silenced.
Lohman could get as many as 5 years in jail, but the government will likely ask for less time because he is cooperating in this case. Two other NOPD officers, Sergeant Arthur Kaufman and Sergeant Robert Josivius, have reportedly received target letters as part of the federal investigation.
Okay, I went to go get something to drink, and I do apologize. That one went on a little bit long. I apologize. Let's listen to more music, okay?
sides and police on two other sides. The police behind them have encroached upon the space that they were in. They have not notified anybody where they can go. They also have not declared martial law at this time. They also have not let anybody know where they can go. It is 7:18 p.m. I've asked for official police sources to speak to so we can notify somebody of where to go. They have no information that they've given yet.
Who is the commanding officer? Who is in charge? We have been in conversation with these people, and we know that there are ground commanders here. They can make decisions. This group wants to walk. We want to walk to Fruitvale. Sorry.
We just want to walk to Fruitvale. They are making a decision. It's totally understandable that people are outraged because we live in a society in which police can do whatever the F they want, and black and brown movements are basically fair game for any officer who wants to.
All right, sorry, I'm doing it again. That was a YouTube clip from the November 5th protest, where they just basically closed off the street on the impromptu march to Fruitvale BART. They blocked off the street before and after the march and arrested like 152 people for basically freely assembling peacefully, just marching peacefully to Fruitvale BART. Normally, when they do things like that at protests, they they give an order to disperse, and then they arrest everybody for failing to disperse. On November 5th, in this particular case, when they arrested all those people, all the cop watchers, Andrea got arrested. Mouse apparently got away, but a lot of people got arrested for just peacefully marching to Fruitvale BART because the cops blocked off the street and wouldn't let people get away. So anyway, that was the kind of panicked report, one of the panicked reports that made it onto YouTube the next few days. All right, well, we can get back to the music if you guys insist. That's all right. This place is haunted. And I also didn't do the track identification before the November 5th clip was Dixie Chicks, Chicks with Landslide. Before that was Sick of Me by the Descendants that goes out to Peps. And before that was the Danziger Bridge incident in New Orleans. The feds had to get stepped in, and it's just a huge mess. And finally, one of the officers that was involved in it came forward and testified on the cover-up. So that's good. And then before that, I mentioned that I was playing Cornel West. That was actually from Bill Maher's show, which I'm not particularly fond of, but Cornel West's appearances on Bill Maher's show have been really, 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 really good. He's an amazing guy. He's certainly not as radical as he was back in the day, but he's more of a bridge builder now, and he's got a lot of really interesting things to say. So I encourage you to check out Cornel West on YouTube on the Bill Maher show. All right, we're going to go back to the music.
Keep it up, keep it really, keep it punk. It's really not a genre that bombshells are punk rocker. She'll party at the show so she gets sick. When she's at the show, there's no one she won't blow. But she kicks ass when she gets in the pit.